We do get flooded by questions. People want to know so many things about what is this unique skills-based approach to pregnancy and childbirth, and how can it help them individually and in their unique life situations. And today we're going to talk about tailbones. I mean, most people don't even think about theirs unless they've hurt them. Now, can a tailbone impact a woman having a vaginal birth? Well, yes, the tailbone can. But it's not so much the tailbone, it's the muscles around it that can. And how do you know where the muscles are? Just tighten up the back of your rectum right now, and those are the muscles. So, why would we do that? Well, one is, we sometimes don't even know we're doing that. Sometimes when we're standing and walking, because our muscles need to hold us upright, those muscles are contracted. Sometimes when we feel pain, we contract. If we see an unpleasant situation, we can contract there as a reaction. And sometimes the muscles there in our body, just us structurally, individually, are quite firm. So we have a solution to all of those. And you'll see that in the Pink Kit package. The DVD of the package, which is a multimedia resource, it tells you how to prepare your pregnant body to become a birthing body, and it goes over the different shapes that women have in their tailbones and their sacrums, which is the triangular bone at the end of your spine. All these things you'll learn, and you'll love learning them. You become so aware of your body. And if you think that your male partner or female partner or friend or relative is going to help you, then they have the same body, so you guys will have fun learning together. It's totally enjoyable to learn together. You get lots of laughs. Boy, most of us don't have a clue how our body moves. I mean, we're not going to have very many babies. We don't get to practice beforehand. We don't get to do it after it's over. So the fact is you're faced with an unknown situation, but these are the skills you really want to prepare your body. And in the audio tape, you're going to learn how to go into your baby's birth canal and prepare those muscles directly by working with them from the inside of your body. You can work with them on the outside of your body as well, and you'll learn how. But you really want those muscles to be flexible, and there are birth hormones that you're developing during your pregnancy which helps, and you get to help those birth hormones even do a better job. And then you learn about your positions that you're in. If you're sitting on the bottom of your sacrum, that triangular bone in the back, you're closing off your baby's space. If you have a long tailbone and you don't know how to relax those muscles and expand those muscles, and you can relax and expand them now by just slowly bearing out a little bit around where you think your tailbone is and pushing those muscles out. That's what your baby does when it moves through your birth canal. So you get to practice those things. And that's good that you get to practice, because you connect your brilliant brain, because humans have this incredible brain that love being skilled, and you get to connect that to your body. And that makes us feel good. We're not controlling labor, our baby is, but we can control our responses, and we can read the messages our baby gives us. If our contractions are having a good peak and they're getting closer together, longer and more intense within an hour or two, then we know our labor's progressing. But what that means is our baby is happy with the positions we're in. It's happy that we're not bending its passage. It's happy that there's not much tension inside. And it's happy we're not compressing its space. But if the contractions aren't peaking, then you're looking to those four things to change. And that's where having your partner really know your body and feel comfortable with their own body helps you make decisions. If your upper part of your body is bending over and the contractions stop reaching a peak and they space out and get less intense, you might like that they're less intense, but this is going to mean that your labor is going to be longer and longer. So you have to then have the courage to put the upper part of your body upward, and you have to then watch the next few contractions to see whether that peak comes back. And if you have tension around your tailbone, tense up down there now, then that stops your baby from moving down further, and sometimes can even stop the dilation of the cervix. So you want to know about your tailbone. Is it long? Is it short? Are those muscles tense? Or do they give quite easily? Have you had injury to your tailbone before? Have you given birth and had your baby get hung up on your tailbone? These are all things that you want to think about. But we have the solutions. And besides the DVD and besides the audio cassette that teaches you how to prepare your baby's birth canal, there's going to be a birth journey audio cassette as well, which is going to, or audio CD, excuse my terminology, and that teaches you how to use your skills to the five phases of each contraction. And then there's a CD with 40 chapters as individual PDFs that you can read in any order you want. They tell you about what type of birth you might have, where you might birth, with whom you might birth, how you prepare, how you develop teamwork, all about breathing, communication, touch, how you can sometimes have negative thoughts during your labors, but how you can manage and use your skills alongside those negative thoughts. You'll learn how to work with all the assessments and monitoring procedures. You'll just learn all the skills you need to birth better. Not all of us have a better birth, but every single one of us can birth better. So come to our website, www.birthingbetter.com, and purchase a pink kit package for yourself. Start about 16 weeks, and then at 32 weeks, you start with the internal work. If you're listening to this much later, it doesn't matter when you start. You'll be more motivated. Any skills that you can take into your birth are better than none. So just become skilled. And remember, this isn't rocket science, and all these skills are based on our pregnant body. So they're easy to learn, and you can learn them quite quickly.